The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We alluded to this during What's Trending about Isaiah Pacheco, Charles Omenihu. Nobody better to talk to about this than our Chiefs insider from The Athletic, Nate Taylor. Usually joins us in the 1 o'clock hour on a Tuesday. So no, you're not messing up your day or anything like that. This is just a one-off here. It's good to have Nate join us at noon. I want to start right there, though, with some reporting out today suggesting Pacheco and Omenihu could have their practice window opened up. Is that what you're hearing? And is it going to be a full 21 days, you think?
Hey, thanks for having me on, fellas, and I appreciate you guys moving the schedule around for me because, trying to do what I guess the kids call, you know, work.
Overrated.
Overrated, oh, easily. So here's what I think. Yes, they're going to open up the practice window for Pacheco, for Omenihu, but I want to temper a little bit of the enthusiasm. Do not expect either one of these players to play against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday unless they have amazing practice weeks or something that we can't foresee happens in the work week in terms of practice. Like, you know, if something was to happen to, like, obviously we don't want this, but if something were to happen to Kareem Hunt, right? Or if Mike Dana suffered a setback with his own, list of injuries, and that's, I believe, calf, hamstring, pectoral muscle. Mike Dana's really been gutting it out, which is why his production is obviously, tapered off a bit because he is playing hurt. But one of the reasons is because you don't have a Omenihu and you just traded for Joshua Uche, who, is still got his head in the playbook, right? So I think it's a great sign that both guys are definitely coming back, that they're definitely going to be around Thanksgiving when the season gets really real and you're now in the sprint for the one seed, of course. But I do think them being a part of this week in practice, whether that's, hey, you're doing more stuff on scout team, or hey, you're just trying to give guys different looks while also building up your conditioning, your football shape, your rhythm, your timing with your teammates, it does hold them from what I believe is the first of two matchups this year, right? The Chiefs are likely going to have to play either the Baltimore Ravens or the Buffalo Bills a second time to get to the Super Bowl. So in either case, neither one of those teams will have seen Charles Omenihu, who might be the Chiefs' second or third best pass rusher on pure pass downs. And also, Pacheco has only played basically seven quarters of football, because I think he got hurt in the fourth quarter against Cincinnati. But he should have relatively fresh legs if he's rehabbed well. And his knee and his, basically everything in the lower body, knee, obviously the fibula, which was broken, the ankle, if everything is structurally sound, then obviously he should be at his best when obviously, real football matters, which is running between the tackles, trying to break tackles in the open field when the other team knows you're running the football, when you pair him along with Kareem Hunt. So it's exciting, but I don't think we'll see either one of them in uniform on Sunday.
I've been asked a question, so I'll pass it along to you, Nate. Did you view the performance from Kareem Hunt this previous week as just maybe like, from the rushing attack? Is that just like the wall finally coming for a player who essentially had no training camp, or just Denver did a good job stopping him in the rush, the run defense?
Yes.
Little both.
It is yes. I think here's what I honestly believe, because what we saw the week before was Baltimore figuring out, if we just give the ball to Derrick Henry like a bunch of times, they literally can't stop him. And, by the way, here's the more speedy option of Lamar Hunt. So I think to the question that's been passed from you to me, I think the true answer is yes, he finally hit the wall because he had the least amount of time to rest and get ready for this game, and that goes along with all the Chiefs, right? Their schedule is such a hodgepodge of nonsense when you look at it, because obviously they are the, you know, they are the NFL's darling. They're going to be in every time zone this season, except for the international one, because they did that last year. So think about this from Kareem Hunt's standpoint. No training camp. They've been giving you the load. Hey man, our quarterback's ankle's kind of jacked up. We're going to hand you the ball a ton in the second half. And oh, by the way, it's overtime. Guess what, my friend? You're getting the ball again. So for everything that Kareem Hunt has done, that game, and really you could start to quote-unquote rest your body at like midnight Tuesday morning, and all of a sudden you're playing Sunday at noon, and Denver's a good defense.
Yeah.
Despite them getting exposed by Baltimore last week, you could tell that they were like, okay, we're going to improve here. We're not going to let the Chiefs run the ball. We're going to make an emphasis on, you know, trying to game tackle Kareem Hunt, which I thought they did a very good job with. And obviously we saw in the game, Kareem Hunt's like, man, this is tiring. And oh man, I'm a little, you know, I got a little nick, you know, in my lower body, because he came out of the game in the first quarter, came back into the game somewhere midway in the second quarter when things were getting even more chaotic, because obviously you have the switch at left tackle. So no, I think it's more to do with Kareem's body and just the burden they've put upon him with and by the way, I now understand why they did that, right? Because I was questioning too, like, man, you guys are giving Kareem a lot of carries. Well, Samaje's your third down back. So okay, fine. You could give him the occasional carry, but the reason they've done that is because, man, it's hard being a rookie in this league.
And yeah.
Carson Steele's head was spinning on Sunday, kids. I cannot express that more plainly. Like, I think Vance Joseph put two rookies in absolute hell on Sunday, and that was Carson Steele and Kingsley Suamataia. Because even when Kingsley was like, hey, I'm getting chip hell, what y'all doing? Like, what is the defensive line doing? Like, they're moving. They're like, okay, one time he's at the 5 tech, then he's at the wide, it's not a wide 9. It's like, damn, I haven't seen that in a while. And it's just, you know, your head spinning. Now you got blitzes coming. To the point, I think, you know, the Broncos got a little blitz happy in the second half. But, hey, it's understandable. It's a rookie left tackle, and Patrick Mahomes is screaming at Carson Steele in front of 70,000 people because he's like, hey, man, they're blitzing. So with everything that's gone on, now you get more understanding as to why Wanya Morris has been on the field and why Kareem Hunt has literally not come off the field unless he needs an absolute, hey, give me just one snap to get some Gatorade in me, and guess what? You're going right back out there.
We're talking to Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from The Athletic. Okay, you mentioned Wanya Morris. You mentioned Kingsley Suamataia there. We saw a play down. I mean, you and I were both there. It looked like walking to the limping to the locker room for Wanya. I didn't think he was coming back in that football game. Then he comes back out to start the second half. He's at least getting taped up or whatever, and ultimately comes back in the game later. He clearly is the best option at left tackle that they have. It makes it mind-boggling how Kingsley won the job, Nate, out of training camp. Like, how does that happen?
Okay, here's how it happens, kids. I think Wanya Morris is a human being who is a second-year player who realizes, hey, man, I just went through a 20-game season. I'm going to have to pace myself. Hey, like, I don't need to go balls to the walls. And look, I think the personnel staff, the front office, and the coaching staff were convinced that if we give Kingsley every opportunity, every rep possible in training camp and in the preseason, we will get him up to speed as fast as possible to be a starting left tackle. Now, I want to remind people this. If you walked into the locker room, the same locker room you and I walked into, Alex, you would look at both of these men and say, one of them is a left tackle and one of them isn't. And the one who looks like a left tackle is Kingsley Suamataia. You stand next to him and you're like, oh, yeah, that's a 10-year veteran left tackle who's going to be good, right? Just the look of it. So I think, you know, this happens in scouting all the time. And I don't want to make this seem like Kingsley is a failure, because he's not. But like, hey, man, Vance Joseph's defenses are not Oklahoma's defense, okay? Vance Joseph's, Lou Anarumo's defense is not Utah's defense. Like, there's just so much of a difference between playing in a pass-happy college setting, which is good because it gives you plenty of pass, you know, blocking reps, but it's not replicable at any measure when it comes to the NFL. And when teams understand that they can start to exploit certain things about you. Well, guess what? They just ratchet that dial up even more, and all of a sudden, Travis Kelce in the middle of the game is telling Kingsley, "Hey, man, I'm trying to chip help for you," or "Hey, man, do you know what the like? Do you understand the play?" Okay, well, he might line up differently than what we've seen on film, because guess what? Hey, man, that's the NFL, baby. Like, you know, there's film study, and then there's even more things you have to adjust with on the fly based on personnel, groupings, who's hurt, who's not, are they blitzing, are they not blitzing, what down and distance is it? Oh, my God, he won a pass rushing move this way, so should I overcompensate for that? Well, guess what, kids? Now he's running inside, and you got to wait for that, too. Playing left tackle in the league is so hard because there's just so much space out there. I remember talking to Mitchell Schwartz about how he thinks he could have done it in his career, but thank God he didn't have to do it because, you know, hey, I'm a really good right tackle. I don't have to do this. So if you look at both guys, the reason why this happened is you invested a second-round pick and the guy looks the part. And there's just it's hard to get away from that from a scouting standpoint and even from a coaching standpoint. He's super-duper smart. He made no mistakes in training camp that I can really see visibly. He was one of the best rookie players in the preseason, which, you know, it's something. It's not everything, but it's something. He was a high-graded player in the preseason. And he actually played, I think, pretty well considering the circumstances against the Baltimore Ravens. And then for some reason, in the second quarter of that game against Cincinnati, the wheels literally snapped. I mean, his head was spinning. He lost a little bit of confidence, and he was overmatched physically. And I think that's why they took him out and put in Wanya Morris. Now, Wanya is a player who is suitable, but I don't think he's ever going to be an elite left tackle. He can be serviceable, which is all the Chiefs are asking of him. And now they're going to ask him to be serviceable while being hurt when everybody knows he's hurt. And he's dealt with this lower body injury really since training camp. I think that was another reason why there really wasn't a competition in training camp was because Wanya, true to form, was like, hey, I'm a normal human being. I'm going to pace myself. We got 20 games ahead of us. Sure, let the rookie get as many reps as he wants because I know when the real games happen, you know, I need to be prepared both physically and mentally. And there's a difference between training for the draft to get drafted as high as possible versus I know exactly what I need to work on. I know exactly how to schedule my training regimen. And even if I don't work out the same way that I thought I would in like August 7th in training camp, that's okay. I'm a professional. I know what I need to do to get ready for September 5th, right? The season opener. So with all that in mind, I mean, that's kind of how it happened.
Yeah.
And again, if you look at both players, one of those guys should be the left tackle of the Kansas City Chiefs for a decade. And both of those players know that. But for right now, you got to say, hey, Wanya, give us everything you got until the wheels fall off. And that may mean you have a higher risk of real injury because of the circumstances that they have to play you. They can't give you a week off, man. So get as much treatment as you can, as much rest as you can, and do the best to make sure that Patrick has a chance to pass the ball downfield, because what we saw against the Denver Broncos was Kingsley gave Patrick Mahomes a chance, a couple of chances to throw the ball deep. Patrick don't know when them chances are going to come, and that's got to be weighing on him mentally when you're not sure what you're going to get consistently from the guy who's supposed to be protecting your blind side.
So knowing where they are in that situation, which obviously pretty much anyone in the league would tell you the tackle play, there's not enough good tackles, similar to that as quarterbacks and you where you are.
Yes.
Kingsley cannot play another snap at left tackle this year. This needs to be like a redshirt year, right? Are they, like Andy said, he wouldn't say no. He just kind of tossed it to Veach. Are they going to call on someone like Donovan Smith? Are they going to ask around in the league? The trade deadline is gone. This man's either got to be on the street or not. But at this point, you can't risk if something happens to Wanya turning it back over.
So here's what I believe, okay? I'm not saying that this is fully reported because obviously the Chiefs don't want to, like, you know, reveal their hand. And I think they're still evaluating things. But this is what I believe based on the information that I have as of right now, fellas. If Wanya Morris gets hurt Sunday against the Buffalo Bills or has a lingering injury that is really, you know, basically compensating his ability to be successful that is revealed against Buffalo or that is revealed next week against the Carolina Panthers, they will call Donovan Smith.
Okay.
So they're close. It's just they're not there yet.
They want to wait and see.
Yes, Donovan Smith is literally break in case of emergency. And guess what, fellas? We getting close. So for Kingsley, what can we do? Here's what we can do. He really needs to evaluate himself. I think he's actually worked on his upper body strength from when we last saw him in Cincinnati to where we saw him, obviously, Sunday against Denver, which now means, hey, man, it's a whack-a-mole. Hey, we need you to improve your upper body strength because Trey Henderson literally just took your chest and moved it over here, and guess what? Now I have a sack on Patrick Mahomes. Well, he's actually worked a lot to improve that, right? So now the whack-a-mole is, hey, man, the timing and the feet, and that's why everybody criticizes Juwan Taylor. But you know what Juwan Taylor not going to do? I'm not going to lose with my feet, okay? You might beat me with some great, you know, pass rushing moves. And you know what? These are freak athletes. So it happens. But what we not going to do, hey, I will give up 5 yards. What I'm not going to do is get Patrick killed because I didn't jump Steph quick enough or I didn't have the timing as perfect as I can to make it a little bit tricky for the referees, right? You can tell midway through the game, the Broncos are like, come on. And the refs are like, I mean, all right, I'll flag him once. And then Juwan's like, okay, the next 5 snaps, I'll be legal. And then as soon as those 5 snaps are over, guess what we doing, kids? I ain't losing with the feet. So now, based on the speed of Bonadino against Denver and basically him taking wide nines, wide tens in terms of where he was lining up, it's just like, hey, man, my feet are faster than yours. And that just can't be an issue. You at least have to be awash there so that all of a sudden your punch, your upper body, you can sort of wall the guy off so that he has to go around even further to get to the quarterback. Well, they made it really easy when it's just like, hey, man, I'm rushing from over here. I'm rushing from Clay County, and I'm going to be inside in 4 steps. And Kingsley's just like, are you freaking kidding me? And so the Chiefs are like, all right, man. Hey Carson Steele. Hey, Samaje Perine. Can you chip block him? And he's like, well, guess what, guys? Now I'm going to be running right through your rookie's chest. And so that the chip help can't even, like, help me. Or it's like, okay, Peyton Hendershot, can you try? And Peyton whiffed, kids. I mean, he whiffed.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So badly. And so they're like, all right, Travis, help the young man out. And it was just a carousel of trying to help this rookie out. So we're in the fourth quarter, Patrick just said, stop. Just stop. I'm a drop back, and you know what I'm going to do. Hey, let's get in creation mode. Let's scramble, baby, because I know who's my left tackle. And then all of a sudden they go to Wanya and they say, hey, man, what if we gave you force pills, taped you up, and you gutted it out there for another quarter? And he did it. Okay.
Yeah, it was impressive from Wanya. He actually he deserves more credit than maybe what he's – I think people respect – people appreciate him more, of course, now than they did 3 weeks ago. Real quick, though, Nate, you mentioned break glass in case of emergency, Donovan Smith. 100% with you. But I would argue, you know, they can't afford, though, to be in an AFC title game and Wanya gets hurt and they didn't have the option behind him. Like, I don't know if Donovan Smith's willing to come in to be a backup or not. I have no idea, but right. I'd be trying to bring in Donovan Smith to be my backup, put him on the practice squad for a couple weeks and he can become the backup because I need him on game day. If maybe not the regular season, but it's divisional round game. Hell, it's the Super Bowl. Wanya goes down. I can't have Kingsley out there for the second half of an AFC title game.
Unless you're playing the Detroit Lions who have no pass rush.
Okay. Other than that, all right. Well, that's a Super Bowl at least.
Yeah.
Right. Don't worry about that then, you know.
Yeah, that's the one favorable Super Bowl matchup I've been watching. I was like, when they play the Lions, I mean, they don't really have anybody who you, like, are terrified of on the NFC side. But you're right. Again, this is, hey, is the emergency after Buffalo? Is the emergency after Carolina? Hey, if we just get to a couple more weeks, Wanya, guess what, man? Our cap space is tight, baby, and you know we don't have to pay Donovan Smith for 11 weeks. We can pay him for 7, and then the postseason. So you look, there's you're managing money, you're managing egos, you're trying to give young players more experience. There's a lot going on, but I mean, there's a reason. I'm sure you guys have mentioned this. Why Donovan Smith threw up the, and I love Roy Woods Jr., one of the best comedians in the game right now, who just throws up the shrugged shoulders because he's just like, hey, man. Basically, what Donovan Smith told everybody was like, I'm ready. Like,
I was going to say, have you heard? Is he, I don't know if you've talked to an agent or anything. Is he in shape, football shape at all?
He's ready. Okay. Oh, boys, guys, he's ready. He did he's done the wise thing for him because he dealt with the neck, the stinger, the shoulder. Oh, yeah. That's the reason why Wanya played the last like 5 or 6 games of the regular season last year was because, hey man, you're getting old and like whether you're Jerick McKinnon or Donovan Smith, you're like, hey, man, call me when the games get real, which is essentially right now, kids. It's November. Guess what? Like, we're back to real football, like games that have stakes, where it's cold outside, when there's, you know, when you need smart, competent players to limit your mistakes, right, to limit your exposure to your weaknesses versus trying to attack the other team's weaknesses. That's really what this comes down to in the second half of the season. Just minimize your mistakes, minimize your weaknesses. I think he's ready. It's going to obviously take him time to acclimate. So I love your point about, like, bringing him on to the practice squad, which is why the practice squad got expanded for veterans to not feel like they had to be rushed onto the field given a circumstance, whatever the team was going through. So, yeah, again, by Thanksgiving, if Donovan Smith's on the team, I'm not surprised. But the next time I think Chiefs fans should hope to see Kingsley Suamataia is either – against the Denver Broncos in the regular season finale when the games won't matter and Carson Wentz is on the field, or maybe the week before because the Chiefs have already wrapped up the one seed. That's probably the next time you want to see Kingsley Suamataia, and that will actually help him because, hey, let's see if his footwork is better. Let's see if his, you know, reacting to things in the middle of the game is better. There's one thing about a rookie, and I'll say this and get out of here, guys, but there's one thing to say, hey, rookie, be ready. You're one snap away. Hey, next man up mentality, be ready. Hey, man, going through it. Okay, now I get it. Now I really get it because Patrick's screaming at everybody. The Denver Broncos are literally picking on me. And, oh, yeah, I really do need to be ready. It's one thing to be told something. It's another thing to experience it. So if it happens again, okay, let's experience you learning from that experience and getting better if Wanya goes down for a series or a quarter or a half. It's one thing to be told something. It's another thing to go through it. And so I don't want people to get down on Kingsley, but just know that, like, he's not the answer for this season, which means now you are in a developmental year, and he should know exactly what he needs to work on between now and the start of the 2025 season.
I hear you. I love it. But, you know, look, Donovan Smith, you want to make about $600K, get another ring. Come on over. Practice for a few weeks, please. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, that was the plan. Like, okay, you guys want to start the young kids? Fine. I can just sit here on my couch, chill out, you know, not get physically beat up. And then, hey, if you need me, I'm one call away. And guess what, guys?
Call's getting closer.
We're pretty much here, yeah. And so I totally understand what you're saying, Alex.
I need to be like a horror movie. The call's coming from inside the house. I need to be that close.
There you go. Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.